Okay.
I think it's ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready. As ready as I'm going to be.
Weird week.
You think?
But fishing's getting better. I think.
A lot of awesome reports.
Yeah, I think everything is actually on the mend and on the upswing, and everything except me.
Yeah. Dark.
Yeah. I'm the only thing falling apart around here. But other than that, everything else is pretty good, boys and girls. It's a good week to go out and go fishing. The weather's going to be pretty decent. We've got a little bit of rain here or there. Some, you know, maybe a little bit of wind and stuff every once in a while. But all in all, it's really building up. I think it's going to be a good tarpon season. A lot of pre-fish go on with the tarpon. We've got pompano. There's just so many darn fish around
right
now.
You can pretty much take your pick. I mean, you said it best, 20 years ago. This is the time to be a Boy Scout. Be ready for everything. These next month and a half, 2 months is where it's just literally take your pick.
Yeah, I mean, figure out what you want to do and go out. I mean, there's a little bit of triple tail. There's the grouper's okay. The snapper fishing is awesome. There's some Spanish mackerel. There's king mackerel. There's some cobia. There's just go ahead, take a look around.
It's fishing time. If that doesn't cooperate for you, you got a different option. Just bring the right poles with you.
And then go out and go do some bass fishing right now. The freshwater fishing's doing real well yet. The water isn't real hot. Everything, you got freshwater, you got saltwater, you got inshore, offshore. You know, the next couple months going to be pretty darn amazing down here in Florida.
This is my favorite 2 months.
So, yeah, it's going to be a big, big time. Big, big, big fish.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of the Peace River.
Peace River is doing actually pretty good. I mean, I'm hearing reports all the way up to, like, what is it, Avon Park area for snook, all the way down into Harbor Heights area. Same way with a few tarpon all the way up past Arcadia. Most of those are little guys, but the mid-size, like say the 20 to 50 pounders, Shell Creek, Harbor Heights up to the Navigator, all doing pretty good. Get out there early in the morning, they're rolling a little bit, they're showing themselves. There has been a couple mixed big gar in there with them as a added cool bycatch to me personally, because they're kind of neat.
Catching a dinosaur.
It is. You know, they're not giants, but a 3-foot gar is still really cool just to catch. You know, and I'm hearing of some, the Mayan cichlids have started to cooperate right there around the Navigator into the Harbor Heights canals and up by the Shell Creek Dam itself. Quite a few snowbirds are enjoying those, and one lady was in here the other day, couldn't believe how wonderful they were to eat. She's like, I'm having a field day. I go out there and I take a bag of shrimp and I've just been breaking them up in pieces and keeping them stacked around the dock. And when I want a few, I go out there and catch them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's awesome. She's like, my grandkids got a few when they were here a month ago and we tried one and they were excellent. So I'm going to keep eating them. She was pretty funny.
Yeah. I like the older women that are coming in. We have so many women in the store. It's unbelievable. But they kind of get on a fish or something they like to eat. They're just like, really? I mean, the guys get into it. But right. Some of these, especially the older women, I mean, they're hardcore into it.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, even the younger ones. We got Emily here who's just hardcore into fishing. We got Alex now. She just started. And Heather's here. And Terry, my wife. And, you know, it's because so many more women are fishing, they like talking to women about fishing. It's the way guys like to talk to guys. You know
right.
what I mean? So we get a lot of, I think we're up to 18 people working right now. And so there's a lot of guys, a lot of women, a lot of, you know, if you like younger people, older people, male, female, pick a color, pick a flavor. They're all here.
Right.
All right. Darce Boat Ramp.
Darce Boat Ramp has got a few black drum there and over towards 75. There's been some snook and some redfish. The redfish have been on the more northbound side of the 75, but the snook have been scattered southbound and northbound and everywhere in between. There's also been a lot of juvenile tarpon there first thing in the morning, and they seem to be showing themselves the last 2 days, from what I've understood from a couple guys, in the late afternoons also. So that's starting to pick up a little bit better, and there has still been a few whiting being caught in the immediate vicinity of there. And a guy got into 2 silver trout the other day, which is cool. That's the first ones I've heard of in a little bit. So it's definitely perking up there.
All right, 41 Bridge.
41 Bridge, you got some whiting, a few trout, a lot of small snook, even some very large snook being caught off that new pier underneath the northbound side. And then you've got a few tarpon, a few cobia, and a couple of small bull sharks being caught off of there. And then there's been a lot of the cow nose rays kind of swimming in the area. I've had a lot of walkers stopping in asking questions about some of the rays that they're seeing swimming around in some of those schools down there. So,
you know, the weirdest question I got, they don't belong here, do they?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean they don't belong here? There's stingrays. They come here to spawn and make babies. And But they're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And I've had several people telling me, well, they're not supposed to be here. And I'm thinking to myself, they kind of swim through open water. Why wouldn't they? What, do they need a passport?
Right.
They're not exactly illegal aliens. They're just stingrays swimming back and forth through there, you know?
I think probably the biggest reason for that is because, believe it or not, up there in the Chesapeake Bay area, they're actually considered like a nuisance species and are actually pretty much tell the anglers to remove them as much as possible.
The cow nose?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no ungodly.
They're not big shellfish eaters. They don't eat a lot of, what are those round things? Scallops.
Scallops.
Do they eat scallops?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess if their scallop fisheries threatened.
They do, but it's still a part of this, you know, it's still an integral species because, I mean, it only gives birth to one baby at a time. So, I mean, it looks like there's a lot when they're in those breeding groups, but
there are not a lot of them out there.
No.
Okay.
So, just kind of sad.
Lashley Pier, what's going on?
A few snooks still being caught there in the early mornings and at night. During the daytime, they've been getting a few mangrove snappers. The sheep's head bite's still mediocre. It's really taken a very hard slow down there. A couple guys caught a couple Spanish mackerel, a couple of small bull sharks, and I heard of one cobia this week being caught off there. He was just undersized by like a half an inch, but the guy was super excited because it's his first cobia in 3 years of trying for them, so he was... He didn't care. He didn't want to keep it anyway. He just wanted to catch one.
Yeah. It's like, amazing how cobia is on a lot of bucket lists.
Yeah, exactly.
Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, couple of small bull sharks, some catfish, a couple of juvenile tarpon being seen there, and a couple of whiting, and the guy got one silver trout. At least that's what it looked like in his really bad picture.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell.
It was.
All right, Port Charlotte Canal Systems. You know, there's a thing here for Chuck's Custom Carpentry, and if you need work done around your house, and if you can get Chuck to get time to do it, guy's awesome. I mean, literally amazing. Everywhere you look at Fish and Frank's, you see something that Chuck has built or remodeled or finished or did whatever. I mean, he's just one of the more amazing. And not only is he a great carpenter, he's one of the most amazing people I've ever met.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So, if you need somebody that you want with a lot of personal integrity to work at your house, this is the guy to do it.
Definitely.
All right, the Port Charlotte Canal Systems?
Jacks, some good-sized jacks, up to like 15 pounds. Some juvenile tarpon scattered everywhere from Grassy Point to Spring Lake to Countryman Waterway. I mean, I'm getting mixed reports on those everywhere. There's been quite a few small to medium-sized snook. Mangrove snapper have been doing okay, depending on which canal you're in. What else? That's about it, pretty much. But tarpon and the jacks have been what everyone's been getting really excited about in their canals.
All right, Algebeen Pier.
Snook fishing's still okay at night. It's gotten a little quiet. What is it? The I think it's the 18th and 19th of this month. They're going to close it for 2 days to repave the parking lot.
Gotcha.
According to Betty
What's
Stock.
Up, Mr.
Are these,
Jeff?
Are these gym lures too? Or?
No, Hopkins okay. aren't.
I can move them over.
Yeah.
Been during the daytime, there's been some mangrove snapper, jacks, the juvenile tarpon have been showing up all over on that, on around the bridge itself in the early morning. And the trout has slowed down a little bit, the sheep's head have slowed down a little bit, but the sheep's head are bigger. They're catching them up 17, 18, 20 inchers. Not great numbers, but definitely better quality fish. And then I've heard of a couple black drum also there. So it's not bad. When we drove over there, you counted about 10 or 12 people. I counted 6 or 8 that I could see.
Yeah, but you're blind.
I know. Yeah. But I gave it a shot.
I know, but I would say my count versus your count.
You win.
If it was something you were listening to, you would win. But
right.
We were looking at something. I win.
You win.
I can see, you can't.
I get it.
Okay.
That's why I didn't argue with you.
All right. Mayaca River area.
A lot of snook over in there. Over in Tippecanoe, the north end of the Mayaca Cutoff. The north end of the Mayaca Cutoff still got a handful of trout in there. And then there's been a few small redfish. They're mostly catching the snook and the redfish on cut ladyfish, shrimp, and whitebait's working obviously on them too. But the bigger snook and the bigger redfish have been ladyfish, mostly cut up. What else we got? I heard of a few pompano out in front of Hog Island at the beginning of the week, but he only saw a couple skip in his wake when he was coming out of there. And then there has been a handful of triple tail along some of those crab pots right up there in the Mayaca. Not all big ones, but at least it's kind of neat to see the little oil rags hanging around a little pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, South Gulf Cove canals.
Bass fishing has been good back in there, along with some of the Mayan cichlids and tilapia. Those guys have been in here twice this week. And then the one guy who's been trolling through the main lake part, or main rim canal, whatever you want to call it, he's been getting some snook and a few jacks. And he's seen two tarpon roll back in there, but couldn't get them. So it's picking up a little bit back there for some of that stuff. And that was awesome going to that club the other night. That fishing club's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they got a great group out there at South Gulf Cove. Awesome people. They're very engaging. They're a lot of fun.
The facility was really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I've been out there twice now. The first time we had 120-some people. The last time we had 140.
Yeah.
And we did the map talk. We're giving everybody a map and went around. And the guy was saying, you can bring some lures out to sell. And he says, you're out of your mind. He says, I'm out there throwing lures at people. You know, here you go, you know. And he's like, I thought you'd be selling them. I said, I don't like selling stuff at seminars. No. I give it away to people, but I don't want to sell stuff.
Right.
Then it becomes more like the job.
Right. Takes the fun out of it.
If you're at a seminar and you're having fun and you give some people some free stuff and you're enjoying the night, that's like a fun thing to do at night. It's entertaining, it's enjoyable. But once I go there and I got to start selling and doing all this other kind of stuff, I don't know, it just takes the fun out of it.
It does.
You know, I guess I'm just a lousy businessman. I'm just not good at this shit. You know, I don't want to have to... wrong thing. I just don't want to have to be selling all the time and be Fish and Frank selling tackle and doing stuff. It's just...
You want to be Fish and Fun Frank once in a while.
Yeah, I just want to go out and have a good time and not have to deal with all the money and the problems and the bills and all that. I got, you know, every day to deal with that. But when I go out on a talk, it's just supposed to be fun. Yeah. I'm not supposed to have to worry about the money. So I'm winning or losing. What the hell? I've won and lost all my life. I'm not afraid of failure.
No.
I've done it many, many times. I don't care. I fail, I win. I fail, I win. What's the difference? You're in the game, you're having fun.
Right.
You know? So too late for me to die rich. It's not going to happen. So West Wall.
West Wall's got a lot of snook on it, all the way down basically from Trout Creek all the way down to Cape Hayes. And they're moving a lot, so you may not run into any fish in your favorite spot, but move 50 yards north or south, and there might be a wad of them. There's been some scattered redfish in there with them. They're hiding out way under the bushes, so you got to pitch pretty good distance up under the bushes, or at least use some cut bait and let it soak for a little while. Been a few pompano and a few trout on top of the bar, along with a few cobia. And then just on the outside of the bar there, there's been a handful of tarpon cruising around, a handful of cobia, and a few Spanish mackerel out there in like that 4 feet, 5 feet of water range just on the outside of the bar. Oh, it's got a lot of life on it at the moment. And all sorts of little bait fish, from glass minnows to small sardines to big sardines, kind of a mixed gamut depending on where you're at and the time of day that is. And that whole the south wind blew up on that side and put in a lot of water on that end, so I think that's what kept the bait over there and brought all the fish to life in the last several days.
Yeah, that west wind does a lot of good for the west side of the harbor.
Yeah.
There are a couple of people saying I'm making too many spelling corrections. I'm not sure if I'm actually writing it. Are you still doing the fishery report?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm doing the fishery report. Well, most everything's spelled right.
You can't win for losing.
They were literally thinking I wasn't doing it because most of the stuff was spelled right again.
Darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just funny. Everybody, you know, has been after me because my grammar and my spelling and all that. Now, all of a sudden, I start doing it more correctly, and they're like, who do you got doing the fish report now? I'm like, no, it's still me, and I'm still the only one typing on the website. I do everything, and they're like, well, anyway, so K-Pays
got bonnet head sharks, a handful of mangrove snapper out towards the point, some Spanish mackerel, bluefish, a few ladyfish, a few trout, an occasional pompano. I've heard of two flounder this week also off of there. And then closer to the shoreline, a lot of snook, a couple of redfish, and a few bigger jacks. It's been a lot of things going on there, and the bait down there has been pretty consistent. It's a lot of small stuff, so it's not really cast nettable, but it's enough to keep all those species kind of hanging out in that area in fairly decent numbers.
Okay. Bull bay, turtle bay?
A handful of trout, a lot of snook, few redfish. There has been some juvenile tarpon way in the back of Turtle Bay. And then in Bull Bay, they've been getting a couple of bluefish and some ladyfish right smack in the middle on that channel where a lot of people just kind of drift through for trout. Not a lot of trout, but the few that are being caught are bigger. And then at the mouth of Bull Bay, right there by the shacks, and at Gallagher's Cut, they've been getting a few sheep's heads still, which are pretty decent sized ones, and a couple of pompano mixed in with those guys. So it's quite the, like we're talking about in the beginning, all sorts of stuff going on.
Cool. Cape Hayes Reef,
Spanish mackerel, a couple of bluefish, and a handful of small sharks, black nose, sharp nose, and a few black tips. Haven't heard of any snapper, though. That's the weird part. It's been quiet on the little bottom fish.
Okay.
I think there's too many bigger toothy predators above them. They don't want to budge.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, from Devilfish all the way up to the trestle, basically. Catfish Creek, Wooden Creek, snook, lots of snook. And then out on the flats, you've got a handful of redfish around some of the little islands, like around Sandfly and the Waiting Flats there. And then there's been a handful of trout, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, and bluefish scattered on that little deeper water in that 3 to 5 feet of water range. Then there's also still been a few sharks there, too.
Okay, you know, I got the Medical Pavilion walk-in clinic, Dave and Michael and all them up there, and I was just up there the other day, and it's funny, I went in and told him everything was wrong with me, and, you know, thinking he was going to put me in the hospital, and he said, okay, take these, and do this, and this, and I'm thinking, what the heck is all that for? I'm feeling better. I mean, I went from pretty much thinking I was going to be in the hospital to semi-normal human again.
That's a good thing.
So, still having some good days, bad days, but, you know, thank you guys. It was Dr. Lawson that fixed me up. Just wanted to say thank you to them.
They're good people up there.
It's nice
they
to go in.
They did good at removing fish hooks.
Yeah. But I think the thing that was better is they seem to take, you know, they don't have a lot of time. I mean, they got to, you're still on an assembly line. But compared to most of the doctors.
Oh, no, they definitely take more time than the average doctor.
They'll actually answer a couple more questions and, you know, well, you know, what do you feel about this and this? And, okay, well, I'm going to check this while you're here. And, you know, I say, can you do this and that? And they're like, yeah, okay. And, you know, it's just nice to be able to go in and not have to be so focused on one thing. You can actually ask a half a dozen questions, you know.
Right. They don't make you feel like they're being inconvenienced or you're being rushed.
You know, I don't care what doctor, you're going to be a little bit rushed.
Sure.
But, you know, they're still turning it over, and God, I can't believe what they got to pay in, you know, insurance and just the insurance bills alone. I feel, you know, so I understand you got to move us in and out, but they do give you that little bit extra. They do answer the questions. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I feel actually like I was beginning to think I needed to go to a hospital and get something figured out, but then I remember when you go to the hospital, they won't listen to you there either, so. I stand.
This elbow hurts. No, it doesn't. It's your other elbow.
Yeah. I mean, I do way better with, you know, Dave and Michael than I do with the rest of them. So, and yes, I know it's Dr. Balustis and Lawson, but they're Dave and Michael to me. So, anyway, Placida Pier's
got still some sheep's head on it. They're starting to thin out, but they're bigger fish. Some mangrove snapper, a few Spanish mackerel, a couple of bonnethead sharks. There's been a handful of guys out there snook fishing at night and some redfish being caught at night. A couple guys seeing some tarp in there in the evenings and the early mornings, especially around the drawbridge and then the one over by Gasparilla, basically the second bridge going on to Boca Grande, the big bridge. So, mixed variety of stuff over there. I haven't heard much for snapper of any size, a couple little ones. And then there has been some snook around the little island there in between the broken down trestle and the fishing pier itself.
All right, Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay's getting better with the snook. A lot of snook moving all over the place through there, coming out of the canals or underneath all the docks on the mainland side. There's been some Spanish mackerel on the Miserable Mile with a few bluefish. There's been some small black-tipped sharks and bonnetheads throughout there. And then I've heard of just a few trout.
I was getting some nice reports about whiting out by Stump Pass.
Right, yeah. But we're not the Stump Pass
anymore. No, we're doing Stump Pass in conjunction with this now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing of some pretty nice ones, along with still a lot of lizard fish. Some of these couple spring breakers that have been down have been coming in. What is this? I caught like six of them, and it had a lot of teeth, but it was really neat looking. It's like, yeah, a little lizard fish.
I know. I'm going to take half a second here. I'm going to go on Bing, and it's like a little worse, a little less worse than Google. I just get chills when I go on Google because they're just so creepy. It's like having a stalker, you know what I mean? Going on Google is like having somebody in your bedroom watching you. That's the way I feel when I go on Google. I can do Bing or DuckDuckGo or, you know, one of these other dogpile ones, you know, these other search engines, but I get on Google and it literally feels like I have a creeper, you know, like somebody stalking me. Our lizard fish edible. Two well-known edible species of lizard fish in Florida, offshore, non-shore. This one's kind of. No, I guess they are edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Josh if he's ever eaten them. He's tried just about every darn fish there is out there just to at least try it.
Excellent. Except I don't know. But
lots of little bones.
Yeah, I'll do some studying on it. We'll go out, catch one, flay it up, see, because I don't trust the whole little bones thing, not little bones thing.
Right.
I don't trust it at all. It's like a guy was in telling me that the Spanish mackerel had a bloodline in it, and I'm like, I don't remember that. And there's just so many, and especially with the internet, there's mm-hmm. so many people posting stuff that they don't do any personal research on. So I'm going to go experiment with that. We'll have to do that.
I guess it's kind of a bloodline, but it's not like a, it's not brutal or anything like some of your other fish. I mean, all mm-hmm. fish have got a little bit of a lateral line in them. Just some are more muddy and wider than others, but Spanish mackerels.
Yeah. Huh. So anyway, the pier there in Englewood, Anger Pier.
Anger Pier's got a lot of snook at night with some juvenile tarpon. And then the day fishing, they've been getting a few whiting, a couple of trout, a couple of bonnet heads, an Atlantic sharp nose, and black nose sharks. So a little mixed bag of stuff going on there. Haven't heard of any redfish or black drum around there lately, or sheep's head, but definitely some good fishing.
Don't worry, guys, I misspelled enough today, so you'll know it's me. Venice, jetties, sharkies.
Jetties are unbelievable. There's been pompano, jacks, and Spanish mackerel and snook all inside the channel going into the ICW. And then on the jetties themselves, they're getting a few pompanos, some Spanish mackerel, bluefish. Some snook are starting to pile in there a little bit more. And a couple guys have caught a couple of big bull reds off of there also. The sheep's heads have been decent, but it's there again, starting to thin out. Better quality fish, just not numbers by any stretch. And then sharkies, I heard of one kingfish that was caught off there last week. Other than that, I haven't heard much, unfortunately.
Okay. The Gulf of Mexico.
It's been a little windy, but a few guys have been getting out. Smaller lanes, mangs, and grunts and sheep's head inside of it 10 miles along with a few cobia and permit. Once you get out to that 20 mile to 30 mile mark, big mangrove snapper, like up to 6-7 pounds, yellowtail snapper up to 3-5 pounds, a few bigger cobia, some bigger king mackerel, some grouper and amberjack, and then a still hearing of a couple African pompano here and there in that 35 to 40 mile mark. And this weekend's supposed to be pretty stellar from what I saw yesterday on the wind finder. So there will be a lot of people going offshore in the next few days. I think they're taking advantage of the nice weather we are having. And there's been some big sharks and bonita underneath those shrimp boats that are outside of Boca Grande in about 40 feet of water. But you got to get there early for those. You need to be there right at first light when they're starting to clean up their boats, because by 8:30, 9 o'clock, they're shut down, tired, and going to bed. One guy said that they were trying to hide from them the other day. I'm like, well, were you bothering them? He's like, no, I was just fishing, but they must be getting bothered by some of the people up there. They just want to get their job done and go to bed. They've been up all night.
Well, and gotta watch out. Somebody was out at the Mohawk, and some guys came up and ran them off with guns.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you need to carry a gun out there, but if you're out in the Gulf of Mexico right now, don't be surprised if others are.
Right.
It's getting to be a little wild, wild west out there for as far as some of it. Nobody got shot at or anything, but when they point guns at you and tell you this is their fishing spot, you know,
time to leave and try to call the Coast Guard while you're leaving, and don't bother. If they've already got their guns drawn, you ain't gonna do nothing but leave.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just move along, but hang on just a second. What's up, Greg? Okay. That was just dumb question 47 of the day. Yeah. Where do I find these? Look for the ones that are marked. look for the tag.
Right.
Just right there, tag. Okay.
Wasn't there four other ones out there that could have helped them?
I don't know. Good gracious. Yeah. All right.
That's a Boker Grand Pass. It's all good.
Yeah, Boker Grand Pass.
Spanish mackerel, bluefish, a couple of oddball king mackerel, quite a few tarpon. They've been inconsistent, but they're definitely fishable and in there. And some small sharks, and that's all by boat. The guys that are fishing on the beach, it's been going in waves. It's like a couple hours of mediocre, and then all of a sudden you get banged for a little bit. There's a whiting, some sheep's head, a few mangrove snapper, Spanish mackerel, a couple of small to larger sharks. I've heard of a couple snook being swimming by, but not being hooked. So there's definitely some scouts moving out that way, getting ready to go out there. So it's turning on a little bit.
Cool. Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel, a few bluefish, some bigger sharks, handful of tarpon. Been some whiting and pompano being caught in the surf right there on both the north side and the south side on the beach side. What else? Some baby jewfish up to like 50 pounds with guys that are drifting through there looking for the sharks and the tarpon. So, kind of a, not bad.
Okay, Redfish Pass.
There has been some snook stacking up down in there. A guy was telling me that he's seeing a lot of snook right there, but he didn't catch anything. He was just driving through. That's my only visual report.
All right. Okay. Anything from the beaches anywhere? 17th Street?
17th Street, no. First Street and to the lighthouse, the middle lighthouse on the island. They're catching some whiting, a few pompano, a few flounder.
Right. Hang on a minute. I don't have First Street marked here, so okay. Stump Pass Park, we already did that. I can take that out of there. Middle Beach?
Middle Beach, I haven't heard of anything from Middle Beach.
All right. Well, Ponarasa, Sanibel?
Sanibel's been really good down there. There have been some land-based shark fishermen fishing there on the beach side and on the bridge side. Then they're also catching some pompano, a handful of whiting. I haven't heard many reports of the whiting down there, but I know they're catching a few. And then one guy got a cobia fishing underneath the bridge from the wall, the seawall underneath. He said there was a bunch of tarp in there, and that's what he was trying to catch, but ended up catching a cobia. And he said the water is super clear with a lot of small bait fish all over the place. He said the amount of life is pretty impressive just to sit and watch.
Anything with a sterile?
Nothing.
Clusace?
Nada.
Cape Coral?
Cape Coral, I've heard of some bass fishermen down there doing pretty good.
Okay.
The only Cape Coral saltwater has been right there by Mount Lachey.
Good.
A lot of bass guys fishing down there. I was talking to, what's the officer's name? The big tall guy.
Yeah, the black guy, the big,
starts with an S.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Anyway.
He was in here yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And they're having some tournament down there this weekend or whatever.
Yeah, they just want donations.
No, he actually bought a reel to use for for the tournament. We gave him a little bit off.
Sly,
there you go.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
He's one of super nice.
One of the most
so
amazing guys.
Easygoing.
You know, Ed, I can tell you, he's not a cop I'd want to see coming up to my car at night.
Or during the day. I mean, he's what, 6 foot five, 6 foot
oh,
seven?
Oh, I don't know. Big fella. Nice as he can be, but if just the visual of him coming at you is going to make a lot of yes or no slurs come out of you.
Yes.
Really quickly.
Absolutely.
Just for the visual. And yeah, the truth of it is you couldn't get a more gentle soul than he is. But Mount Lachey.
Mount Lachey is doing really good. A lot of reports down there. Snook all over the place. Along the bushes, underneath the bridge. Quite a few redfish scattered around the Indian fields and at the mouths of those Cape Coral canals. Some juvenile tarpon moving around at those Cape Coral canals, and also I told you it was right there at the mouth, right there by Matt Lachey, because we usually include those with it, so I didn't want to screw it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's getting a little confusing. I got to redo a lot of this because there's no more Fort Myers store, so right. I'm not going to get reports from down there, and I just don't know what the hell to do with all of it.
Right.
You know, we ran out of help in Fort Myers. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, liberal, idiot, conservative, do whatever, whatever. This is the biggest job booms I've ever seen. This is going back to the Reagan years where if you're not working, it's there's
you literally can't or just flat out don't
you
want
just
to.
Really there's something wrong if you're not working, because oh my god, try and find help.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable. Everybody's working. The only thing anybody wants right now is a day off.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy. The biggest economic boom, this either the first or second biggest boom I've ever seen, and I don't know which one it is, because it was way back in the 80s, but in
doesn't
the 80s
matter.
It was
still pretty impressive.
Unbelievable. So
yeah that's exactly it.
You know, it's not a political statement, it's a statement of fact.
Right.
That whatever happened with Trump just completely turned the country around, and the whole, and you, if you're a Democrat, you're going to say, well, he's the biggest jerk and he's horrible human, and I get that, that's all good. And if you're a Trump person, you're going to say, well, he's an awesome guy and everything, but both of anybody has to agree there's more jobs than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And if you just base it on work and availability and money, oh my god. And but that's actually what made our, you can say Donald Trump closed our Fort Myers store, because there are so many jobs out there and people are bidding on people to work. They're offering more money for this and more money for that. If you're good, you're going to get offered a lot more money. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't afford to keep the help up. There was just, we'd be open three days a week, one day, four at another, five another, six another. There was just no way to keep it going.
Couldn't stay consistent with it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I can blame Trump for that. If you liberals are looking for something to blame him on, there you go, buddy. He closed my Fort Myers store because I got nobody to work.
Right.
So that's, you know, is what it is. But, you know, and that's what I say. I'm not afraid of failure. I win some, I lose some. You know, the one guy said, you know, the best way to success is being able to go from one failure to the next without losing enthusiasm.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do. Is just say, it's another day. Okay, you lost some money. Yeah, go on and do something else. All right, Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's got tarpon, some assorted size sharks from small to very large. A lot of snook moving around those barrier islands with a handful of redfish. Been some trout out in the deeper potholes with Spanish mackerel, a few bluefish. There's also been a handful of pompano around. And a couple of the mangrove shorelines have been holding a few mangrove snapper. Not many, but at least catchable. So, and the water is super clear right now down there from what I'm hearing from a lot of people. They're floored by it. One guy went down there to check it out, watching. He was going through the website and wanted to go nose around down there. And he actually got a little intimidated because he thought he was in
3 inches of water.
And he was in 4 feet of water, so he actually started to wonder if his depth finder was working right.
Take your fishing pole out, stick it down in the water.
He did his stick it, and he started doing that, but he was having fun, but he was still, he said he was a nervous wreck.
Oh, the first tower I ever put on a boat and was running a lot was, just a second. Hey there, we were just talking about warranty on an Akuma rod. And Akuma's, you know, they make a decent rod, and the reels are okay. The rods are decent, but we don't know what Akuma's doing, where they're going. We cannot find who to talk to. They let go of the one guy they've had for the last 20 years, and even when he wasn't working for them anymore, he was still handling our returns, our warranty stuff, and everything else. And like 3 months ago, they actually theoretically have hired somebody, but they've never contacted us. They don't respond to emails. They've said, oh, your credits are overdue and it's cost me hundreds of dollars and, you know, returns that I sent returns back to them for credit, and we haven't been able to do an order to get to use up the credits, and they've taken the credits away. So we have no idea what's going on with Akuma, if they're in huge trouble and they're going out of business, or if they're booming. We honestly don't know. So at this point, we cannot warranty the Akuma stuff because we have no idea what's going on with the company.
Right.
Who's running it, where they're going, what they're doing. So it's just one of those weird things in the world right now. Akuma is a mess. And, you know, maybe one day they'll straighten back up and start acting like a real tackle company. But for right now, my best advice is don't buy Akuma for right now. I don't care how hung up you are on the brand, find something else. Because it's Redbone, hit or miss. If anybody's ever going to replace a rod, if it's broken or not, they won't for us.
Right.
So we had to quit. We know they're in chapter 11, 7, whatever, but, you know, even a lot of times when companies are going through bad financial times, they still keep up with their customers and everything else, but we don't know what's going on with Akuma. So my best advice is, for the time being, don't buy Akuma. They're just, it's a nightmare. It's like some of the other ones. And I'll let you know if they get back on track and everything's going good or not. But for right now, I'd kind of stay away from it. You know, not that the product isn't good. It's just that any product, Pen, Quantum, Finor, Akuma, Shimano, everybody can have a problem. And you need somebody to be able to take care of it. And right now, who the heck knows what that would be. All right, Jug Creek shows Boquilla.
Spanish mackerel and trout. And then there's been a few sheep's head cruising along the shoreline. And then there's also been a couple of small sharks, bonnet heads, black nose, and sharp nose. Haven't heard of any of the big guys around down there. And then the north end of Boquilla is starting to see some more snook piling up along the shoreline. Flats are all ate up with a lot of small bait fish kind of all over the place. So I think we're going to see more life moving in there, but right now it's still a little hodgepodge.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're just going to add any bait reports into whatever area they are, and because the actually doing the bait report is so hit and miss.
Yeah.
You know, so
good idea.
We'll just, if we hear about bait in an area, we will add it in on the report in that for that area. All right, Burnt Store Two Pines.
Mostly closer to Two Pines, a lot of big snook. Danny's been catching some real big snook down there. A handful of big redfish and some smaller redfish, a few pompano, an occasional trout that surprises you. And then there has been some juvenile tarpon being seen moving through the area. No big ones yet, but it should be around that area.
Okay. Let's see. East side, I got the Martin septic truck there. They're doing my neighbor's septic.
Are they?
Tearing out the old septic and putting in a new one. I guess he sold his house and they bring it up to code. He had to replace the septic.
I gotcha.
So it was nice seeing the guys from Martin out there.
They're good people.
So, and no, they don't pay to be on here. None of this, nobody's paying to be on this website. We did that once and we made money at it. But it's too hard. It takes too long to do it. And like I say, it's too late for me to die rich. It's not going to happen. I got into this poor, I'm going to go out poor. You know, they say you're born blind, bald, and toothless, and, you know, I'm going out that way.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. I wonder, do babies hear real well? I think they would have to.
I would think so.
I think they're born being able to hear pretty good.
I think so.
You always hear about the eyesight, you know, okay, babies, it takes a while for their eyes to tune in, but never really heard about their hearing.
No, but you hear parents that clap and whatever to get their attention when they're small or whatever, so I think it's, I don't know.
had no idea. I don't know why. I've all the time with kids and everything, and just dawned on me, I had no idea.
I haven't had any time with them, so I don't know either.
Yeah. So, east side of the harbor.
East side's got a lot of snook, quite a few redfish, scattered along the shorelines, and then on the flats is really where all the life is at. There's been some trout, bonnethead sharks on the outside of the bar, cobia, more sharks, a few tarpon, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, bluefish, and big jacks.
All right, you're going to have to go over some of that again.
No, you got to type faster.
Bite me. Come on, what the hell? Okay, and we're going to go out here and scout a redfish and snook a trout and tarpon.
It's hard to not get excited because we've had so many weird slow times where it's like nothing.
Okay, I got
one fish, nothing.
Quite a few reds out of the open flats, and then you went crazy. I got sharks, ladyfish,
bluefish, big jacks, few cobia, occasional tarpon, and Spanish mackerel, did I already mention trout?
I don't know, I'll look. No.
Okay, a few trout on the outside of the bar also. So, I mean, all that life down there right now is doing really good, but a lot of guys are missing it because they're fishing either on the inside of the bar or up against the shoreline, and all they do is move 100 yards to the west and be doing a lot better. And those jacks that have been cruising down there, it's amazing. Every day I got somebody coming in and showing me a picture of a 15-pound jack, a 12-pound jack, 18-pound jack. It's like, geez, it's so awesome to see that again. You know, and then a few tarpon, obviously those guys are excited because they're catching juveniles to 150 pounders that are just kind of milling along, and that's like accidental bycatch to them, so they're super stoked about that. But these guys that are catching these jacks are so excited when they come in. They're breaking their hooks on their lures,
Oh yeah, it's awesome when they come in, I need a bigger lure, I need a bigger line, goddamn fish, they just ripped the whole thing right apart.
Yeah. I mean, how many of those big poppers have we sold these past couple of weeks because guys are like, well, my spook didn't hold up, let's try this. Yeah. You know, they're throwing amberjack poppers at them. They're throwing dogtooth tuna poppers at them. You know, it's like pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, it's literally amberjack-sized stuff that's going out for the jackerel and that right now. Yeah. It's some of the biggest. And even in the canals, the guys are throwing monster ones for the snook.
Absolutely.
These big, huge offshore. You know, usually we were selling spook juniors and stuff for years, and went from about a 3.5-4-inch lure up to 6- and 8-inch lures.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and what a difference in the fishing. Okay, ABC, NBC, CBS, the fish are all dead. You know, yeah. We all died. We're, you know, this is the ghost of Fish and Frank talking. We were all suffocated in the poisonous fumes of the red tide and blue-green algae. Right. That's why there's 200 gazillion fish here right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Network News. All right. Good God.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut.
A lot of snook inside there. Once again, a lot of jacks also, and then there's been a handful of big black drum cruising in the canal and up into the Burnt Store Isles area. And then I did that talk at the Burnt Store Isles Fishing Club this week, and those guys have still been catching some nice mangrove snapper, a few nice sheep's head, and a hodgepodge of small to big black drum off their docks and just in the canal system itself. And then at the entrance, there's still been a couple of oddball pompano this week, along with a couple of trout. Been pretty decent.
I just, you know, you just hope that one day that these news shows just go off the air.
Yeah.
If all you're going to do is propaganda agenda news and tell how horrible everything is, talk about, you know, when we have red tide and other areas, call us. We're going to tell you where it's bad and where it's good.
Right.
And don't believe what you see on TV and the internet, because it's all to get people riled up. It's all about, you know, being extreme right and extreme left and extreme this and extreme that. the world's not that extreme.
No.
You know, it's there's always some good and some bad in pretty much most of anything. And if you go along with, you know, it just makes no sense to be that extreme about the world. You know,
right.
Good years and bad years. Look at my health. People say, well, you need to do this. And well, I'm going to have good days. I'm going to have bad days. Some days I'm going to feel great. Some days I'm going to feel lousy. But, you know, I can feel just as lousy sitting at work getting something done as I do sitting at home. Yes. You know, sometimes I just don't want to sit on the chair at home. Hang on a minute. All right, Ponce de Leon Park.
A lot of jacks, handful of snook, and then the black drum have been moving through there pretty regularly. A couple guys have been catching cobia fish in there. Several guys have caught cobia off of there and been broke off by them. There's been some juvenile tarpon also coming through there. You know, so it's been pretty good. And Alex, she showed me a picture of a stud-sized bluefish that she caught off there the other day. It looked, I guess, 5 to 8 pounds. Pretty big for a southwest.
What was it?
Bluefish.
Really?
For a southwest Florida bluefish, it was big. I mean, it was high 20s. Guessing by her holding it easily in the upper 20-inch, you know, 28, 30-inch range. It was pretty good.
I gotta say, Alex was a good hire.
Yeah.
Nice woman, really hardcore into fishing. And, you know, so she's, if you haven't met Alex yet. Yeah, if you haven't met Alex yet, come on in the store. She's a very nice woman. Emily's here, and Heather, and Steve, and Peg Leg, and Greg, and,
Jeff
Mike. And Mike, and, let's see, Vinny, and you, and me, and Terry, and I know I'm forgetting people.
Yes. Austin.
Austin, yeah. So, you know, there's just a lot of people here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know why.
Why are we so tired?
I don't know.
What?
We have so many people working, and yet we end up here all the time.
What kind of short straw did we draw?
I get that.
You especially, I get that, but it's like,
you know,
you stop and think about it, it's like,
but things are looking up. My dad just called, and he's getting out of the hospital in about an hour. I go pick him up, so I'm gonna go pick up my dad at the hospital. So we gotta get on this PGI canals, and what's going on?
A lot of snook, especially in the back, far back by the bird section. There's been some big snook, like in the 40-inch range, being caught. Guys are catching them trolling and pitching under docks, and then there's a lot of smaller snook out towards the entrances of the canals. Tarpon peppered all over the place. Black drum are starting to pepper all over the place. Still a ton of big jacks. I mean, that's like you're just talking about those big poppers. You know, guys are in there throwing big topwater lures and big diving stick baits like the Rapala 12s and even some of the depth specific ones that are like the 10-foot X wrap. And just slow cranking those just to get them down a little bit deeper, but not all the way to the bottom. I mean, it's pretty darn good, actually. You know, and then the night fishing in there, been a lot of small snook and tarpon all over a lot of those lights that guys have been actually catching. And the water's so clear, it looks like a aquarium.
That's when it gets fun, is when we haven't had rain in, you know, a few months to speak of. And this water gets so clear. And it's one of the things people don't understand. They always say, because you look on a map, and if there was a fish kill ever, they put on their poison fish kill area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they never take it off.
No.
And it makes everything look bad. But Charlotte Harbor goes from very fresh water, almost entirely fresh water in the summer, which kills almost all the saltwater bacteria, to entirely saltwater at this time of year, which kills any freshwater bacteria. Freshwater
right.
bacteria cannot live in saltwater. Saltwater bacteria does not live in freshwater. There's a few that might cross back and forth, but very, very seldom. If something's freshwater, it's freshwater. If it's saltwater, it's saltwater.
Right.
And so it has this natural kind of cleansing thing when the weather conditions work right. We have years with exceptional amount of rain in the winter. We don't get that saltwater cleanse because it never fully clears up. If we have drought years after two years or so of drought, then we start getting a lot of saltwater bacteria. But when we have the very fresh water in August and the harbor's just nothing but fresh water in it, and it kills that saltwater bacteria off, and then right now there is no fresh water here, and we've just, it's wiped down any freshwater bacteria, so the water's as clean as you can possibly imagine it. Then after the red tide's killing off a bunch of the bacteria and algae and stuff like that, for whatever reason it does it, it's actually a very good time for fishing and eating fish. Gilcrest Pier, by the way.
I got two reports.
Okay.
One kid was fishing off the seawall there, catching snook and some jacks. No real giant jacks, but he got them up to like 5-6 pounds. And then he caught a few snook in the mid 20-inch range and saw several that were really big, he said. So he's in here trying to pick our brains about some lures to try on them. And then another gentleman was fishing off the pier itself and caught a bull shark and a cobia, and he had several other runs and one fish broke him off.
Good. All right. Alligator Creek Reef.
A few Spanish mackerel on it and a few sharks. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. This is the weirdest year ever, I'd have to say, for that reef.
The deep holes in the harbor.
Tarpon, cobia, Spanish mackerel. What else was there that was going on? Some bait fish. Some mostly scaled sardines and Spanish sardines. What was that guy telling me? Oh, a few sharks. That's it. He caught a big black-nosed shark because he was having us try to identify it. And finally, after his third picture, I could see the little smudge under its nose, but it was probably one of the bigger ones I've seen. It was 42, 43 inches, he said, something like that.
That's nice. Black nose. It's a big black nose.
It's a big black nose, yeah. You know, I tell people all the time, that black-nosed shark, I've caught a lot of sharks. You know, not worldly, but I've caught a lot of sharks here and a lot of nice sharks. Pound for pound, I'm going to say that black-nosed is one of the toughest sharks we have here, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive. For a little 20, 25-pound fish...
And when you catch them in your grouper fishing, you can always tell a black nose because he goes round and round a boat. They love swimming in circles.
Yeah.
They always want to swim sideways to the pole.
Yeah.
And it makes them a little bit stronger. So, freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes.
Bass. We're going through so many shiners right now. Guys are having a field day. And you know what? I did find out, I'd say 25% of these guys are also using them saltwater fishing. I've been talking to a lot of guys that have been using shiners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's jumped back on the trendy thing again. Because one guy's been buying 3 dozen shiners 4 days, or not 4 days, 3 days a week, 2 days a week. I'm like, how many bass are you catching? He's like, oh, no, I've been catching snook and juvenile tarpon over in PGI canals or this canal or whatever. It's like, okay, now I see what's going on. They're also catching the bluegill. I've had a couple guys coming in buying wigglers, doing good on bluegill in the Northport canals and out in the Rotunda canals, so they're starting to pick back up again. And one guy was going to go up into Horse Creek because I guess his buddy did good last weekend up there, so he bought 2 cups of wigglers and was going to go up there for the day and tootle around. So it's kind of nice to get a bluegill report again.
Yep. Okay. Let me see if I can get this up right away. Okay. Waiting for the tarpon. There it is. Tarpon map to appear. And... Alright. Where do I do red dots?
South Sanibel, Knapp's Point area. Inside of Captiva Pass.
Okay.
And Boca Grande.
Middle holes?
I'd say yes. It's just been, I haven't heard real good reports for 2 days though.
All right, what I'm going to do is a couple of red dots and then I'll yellow dot it.
Okay.
So that it's kind
it's
of.
It's just been weird because Carl right. didn't see
Where else are there other yellow dots?
Scattered from Caloosahatchee all the way up through the whole intercoastal. and up the Myakka and up the Peace, especially in particular around the 75 bridge and up by the Navigator. Just a lot of fish moving. And everyone's like, what are they eating? I'm like,
everything.
Everything.
It's well, been the hard part.
Shouldn't they be eating thread fins? I'm like, no, they shouldn't be eating thread fins until the first week of May when they're usually here.
Right.
They're a month, almost 2 months early. How do I've never seen this before with this good of fish. There's always a few here that show up early, but not holy mackerel.
Yeah.
We've got literally end of April numbers of fish here, first week of March. They're not cooperating the way they should as far as their feeding program.
Oh, good God. I'm going to sit in the wrong thing to get it to go where we're supposed to go. Okay, so the Tarpener.
Yeah, I forgot you typed this up.
A month early. And no clear feeding pattern. So, bait busters
and ladyfish have been working good, which is generally June and July baits. Those are the two most consistent ones, but a couple guys have caught them on crabs. A couple guys have caught them on shrimp. A couple guys have caught them on white bait by accident. You know, it's like, I would say try everything in your arsenal, because it's, pretend they're canal tarpon and you're just going to throw everything in your tackle box, including the box. Because there's a good chance they're going to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had guys doing storm twitch sticks and catching the heck out of them. I've had them on DOA terrorized bait busters, Rapala. One of the guys, he bought one of those shad wrap Rapalas, kind of a bronze one, because he was just blasting tarpon on them. There is so many different lures you can use right now, so many different things you can do. It's just craziness.
It is.
So, anything else you want to go over?
No, I think just, you know, like we started in the beginning, it's Boy Scout time. Take tarpon rod with you and take a trout rod with you. You might be cruising across the harbor anticipating going trout fishing and come across some cobia or some tarpon or vice versa. You know, and offshore wise, there's so much stuff going on. Just be ready for everything right now. If plan A doesn't work out, there is plan B and C that is very feasible.
Yeah, and if this is what you usually throw for tarpon and they're not hitting it, just pick something random out of your tackle box.
Yeah. Close your eyes and...
Close your eyes and pick.
Yeah. But go slow so you don't stick yourself.
Or
grab the one that grabs you first.
Yeah. The one that embeds itself in your finger, that's the one to use.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it's going to go. Anyway, I'm going to go get my dad in the hospital, and Robert's going to get back to work and watch the store while I go take my dad home. So we will see you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.